Hello again, this is Diana Delling sitting in for Mary Charlotte on KSFR's Radio Cafe. It's time now for our weekly segment, Speaking of the Arts, where we talk about great things to do in the art scene and elsewhere around Santa Fe. Today we have a new Speaking of the Arts guest, someone I like a lot, Candace Walsh. Candace is the managing editor at the award-winning New Mexico Magazine. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. I don't even know if you got a coffee yet. I'm really sorry. I meant to get you one.
Oh, that's okay. I'm very excited just to be here, so that'll tide me over.
And you work with Rob DeWall.
Rob
he's
DeWall.
A regular here.
Yes.
So
he's my office neighbor now.
Good to have you here.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about cool things to do, what's going on this weekend.
That's right.
And as everyone knows, we have the 3-Minute Film Festival at the Lensic. I'm going to also tell people about another Lensic event to start us out. Tonight at the Lensic, there is an event sponsored by New Mexico PBS, the Randall Davey Audubon Center, and the Lensic. They will be showing a documentary on hummingbirds.
Oh, wow.
Called Hummingbirds, Magic in the Air. It's a show that it's made for the Nature series on PBS, and it will be followed by a panel discussion featuring birding experts, and it's all about hummingbirds, who are back. I guess I'll call them who are back in Santa Fe these days.
I just love seeing them outside in the morning. It's just a beautiful time of year for that.
It really is.
I want to share something tonight that is somewhat arts related. It depends on whether you think disco is art.
But debatable.
Dance is definitely an art.
Yes.
And in Santa Fe, Studio Nia Santa Fe is having their monthly free Nia jam with a disco theme at 5:45. It's by donation. All the proceeds go to Santa Fe Pride. For those of you who are not familiar with Nia, we wrote about it in March. We had a story about Nia and other healing arts kinds of exercise that are very popular in New Mexico. And Nia is a combination of dance, healing arts, and martial arts. But more than that, it's just a blast. You know how when you go to a wedding like once every 8 years and you're like, I'm dancing. This is fun. Well, it's like that, except you don't have to wait every 8 years.
You kind of free form.
Well,
do what you want.
There's definitely structure, but there are some bits of free form, so just enough to make you feel like less anxious about having to make it up. So that's at 851 West San Mateo on the corner of Lorca, and I just have to say it's a great group of people.
It's at the Neo Studio down there.
Yeah.
And in a great cause.
That's right.
Also.
You can check out more by going to StudioNiaSantaFe.com.
Excellent. I think people might have read about this. There's been some press about it lately, but there's a children's production of Les Mis this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Which is a pretty ambitious undertaking for kids.
I would say probably less upsetting than the movie was for kids.
I hope so. Bring your tissues. This Les Miserables production is produced by Creative Arts Music and Performance, CAMP. It's at the Greer Garson Theater. And the performances are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, again, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Great. I want to point out that in Albuquerque this past week and this weekend, there's a really amazing new film festival. And the organizers of the Albuquerque Film and Media Experience, they would call it kind of a mix of all sorts of different creative forms. I think they're trying to see what happens when you add a bunch of stuff together. For instance, well, I should say Robert Redford is very much present and involved with this. It was created by his former assistant, Lainey Quirk. So you can learn more about that at abqfilmexperience.com. There's tons and tons of movies and happenings going on. Tonight there's a conversation with Robert Redford and another fellow who is involved in the American art scene, and that's at the Highland Theater tonight, I believe at 7. And then tomorrow night, this is wild, I think this will be really fun and unique. Robert Redford will be reading poetry. Catherine Oppenheimer, dancers, will be doing a dance that she has choreographed. At the same time, an Icelandic pianist named David Thor Jonsson will be playing the piano.
Will Björk be there?
I really, in spirit, you know?
Of course. She's everywhere.
Maybe we should just go with Björk hairdos and like confuse people.
And the swan thing.
Yeah. So So that's at 7 p.m., and that's also at the Highland Theater tonight. But you could also just go to it with a $10 movie. There's just so many things on the schedule.
What's the name of the festival again?
Albuquerque Film and Media Experience. And you can read about that in New Mexico Magazine's June issue on page 68. It's called A Star-Powered Startup.
Nice. There's another Albuquerque event I want to tell people about. Khaled Hosseini, if I'm pronouncing his name right, the author of The Kite Runner, has a new book out. It's called And the Mountains Echoed. I've read it. It's very good. And he will be appearing on Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. at the UNM Student Union Ballroom. He'll be reading from his book and talking about his experiences, writing the books, working, doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan, where his books take place and where he's from. This is sponsored by UNM's English Department, and a $31 ticket includes one copy of his book and admission to the event.
Wow.
If you need more information, please go to www.bookworks.com, but that's BKWRKS.com.
Bookworks.
Exactly. Or you can Google Bookworks in Albuquerque, and I'm sure you'll find it.
He's a huge literary star, so that's a really big thing for
us. Yeah, I saw him on Meet the Press. The guy is everywhere.
Wow. Awesome. Having book readings in ballrooms. Got to feel good.
Yeah.
The Museum of International Folk Art has a new show opening this weekend. And Sunday, July 9th, there will be a talk at 1 o'clock. And then from 2 to 4, kite making and flying.
I saw that.
For people ages 3 to 103. So if you're 104, I'm sorry, you have to stay home. Just kidding. But so that'll be fun. I think it's a great place to fly kites. And I think it's a great place to learn how to do so, especially with multiple generations involved.
I'm sure their kites obviously are beautiful too. And
Yeah, they're the kites in the show are oftentimes, traditionally, these kites represent figures in folklore. They're very brightly painted, made with bamboo and a special kind of Japanese paper called washi. So I think it's going to be so much fun.
Did you write about that? You know a lot about kites.
I just have a really good short-term memory because I read them 10 minutes ago.
Excellent.
And I don't know a lot about kites. As a matter of fact, the one time I had a kite when I was a kid, it like got caught in a tree, and that was the end of that.
You had fun while it lasted, I hope.
Yeah, that was 4 seconds.
Did you see the rain last night?
Yeah, it was great.
Hopefully it's growing things in our backyard.
That'd be nice. I felt like I was driving down to Albuquerque, and the raindrops were just like the size of grapefruits.
And you go, what is that? What is on my windshield?
Are these going to dent my car?
I was trying to do a segue, so I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Hopefully it's growing things in our backyard.
Hopefully it is.
And the reason I say that is there's an author, Ellen Zakos, who's written a book called Backyard Foraging. She will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee House at 202 Galisteo on Sunday, June 9th at 11 a.m. That's this Sunday. And her new book is about what you can eat. Things like daylily buds and milkweed pods. They're delicious as well as nutritious. Mm. And you can eat these things.
They're the new
apparently.
Squash blossom.
Yeah. And the thing is, we don't have a lot of daylily buds and milkweed pods in our Santa Fe backyards, but hopefully Ellen Zakos, who is an ethnobotanist and horticulturist, will be able to point out some things we can eat.
That'd
here
be great.
In Santa Fe.
You know, you're like, what's for dinner?
It's faster than running
I
to Trader Joe's.
Really go look outside and get some milkweed pods. I just wonder what that tastes like. I mean, it sounds like maybe milky.
Milky. Aren't they prickly? I don't know. But
yeah, right. Put on your gloves.
I think you're more of a foodie than I am. I will.
I know.
If you want to try it, you can let me know and I'll follow.
Do a little research.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, the foraging thing is fascinating. It's one of those things where I'm like, gotta learn more about that. June 8th through September 2nd in Taos, I'm going to hopefully pronounce this correctly, Anger Irving Kaus on the Columbia River. Kaus is one of the big Taos painters, and the exhibition will feature paintings from his time in the Pacific Northwest. That's at the Kaus Foundation, and that's kausfoundation.org, and it's $9.
There's some theater going on in Santa Fe this weekend. Teatro Paraguas, a theater at 3205 Calle Marie, which I believe is down sort of in the Home Depot area,
okay,
for lack of a better landmark. They will be doing a play this weekend, presenting a play called Lady Blue's Dreams. This is June 7th and June 8th at 7:30 p.m. Lady Blue, Sor Maria de Agreda, was a 17th century Spanish nun, writer, geographer, visionary, medium, and mystic.
Oh.
All of those things. And she located in New Mexico without ever leaving her cloistered convent in Agreda, Spain.
Huh.
She relocated here without ever leaving Spain.
Wow.
So that's a story that will be explained if you come see the play, how you can relocate without leaving Spain.
You can learn that and what milk pods taste like this weekend.
Exactly.
Another theatrical event is going to be put on by the Santa Fe Playhouse on June 13th. It's a Neil Simon play called Chapter 2. And I read that it's semi-autobiographical, which makes me think, what isn't of all the things he's done? But this
True.
Is a little bit more poignant because it was written in tribute to his wife, Marcia Meeson, after her death. So that's at Santa Fe Playhouse. Admission's $10 to $25. And you can find out more at santafeplayhouse.org. A completely different thing you might want to check out is in the town or area of Torreon. And that's east of Los Alamos and north of Albuquerque. It's a really unique, awesome opportunity on the 8th and 9th, the Eastern Navajo Arts and Crafts Festival. So there will be silversmiths, weavers, potters, and jewelers. They will be there displaying and selling their work. You can ask them questions about how they do what they do. And I think it'll just be really, really great to get to one of those less known pockets of the state. And that's at the Torreon Star Lake Chapter House. And you can look that up on Google Maps, or you can call 505-731-2336 to find out more.
Tonight, there is a benefit for the Santa Fe Mountain Center. It's their second annual black and white party and silent auction at La Posada. The event starts at 8 p.m. and goes till midnight. It's advertised as the dance party of the summer and a fundraiser for the Mountain Center, which has a nationally recognized award-winning bullying prevention program and does that work throughout New Mexico.
Excellent.
It'll have DJ Federici, food, a cash bar, great auction items, and the Mountain Center is a great organization. If anyone wants to go to this event, please visit santafemc.org, santafemc.org.
That sounds like so much fun. In Albuquerque, those of you who are baseball fans are probably aware that the Isotopes season has started at Isotopes Park. I love going there with my family.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a blast watching the games. It's totally, it's big enough to feel legitimate and,
you're in a big city.
Right, but yet not with all the parking issues and the people ripping you off and telling you need to pay X amount to park here when that's not true.
Right.
The food's lots of fun. You've got your Asian noodles and your popcorn and your corn dogs and all those great...
And your regular hot dogs.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what am I forgetting?
Ballpark Franks. Probably not.
They even have bananas Foster.
They do?
Yeah, they make it for you right there. So I just love going with my family. Everyone has a blast. I'm not really a huge sports fan, but you don't have to be. And so June 14th through the 17th, the Isotopes are playing the Memphis Redbirds.
And I think there's a Fuego game tonight here in Santa Fe.
Right on.
Not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So
Excellent.
Support our local
Definitely.
Team.
Yeah, maybe you'll see one of those Fuego players on the Isotopes team next year. They do really well.
Hope so. Mm-hmm. On Sunday at 2:30, there is a talk about Jewish cinema, the history of Jewish cinema, the movies the moguls made, with a keynote talk by Marcia Torbin, the founding director of the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival. This will be at the annual meeting of the New Mexico Jewish Historical Society at Baik Tikva, mm-hmm. which is a congregation at 2230 Old Pecos Trail. That's Sunday, June 9th at 2:30. The talk will trace the course of Jewish cinema in the U.S. during the first half of the 20th century. The Mughals, who were mostly Eastern European Jewish immigrants of the first generation, shaped an industry that is quintessentially American. For more information, let's see if I have a number. You can go to Gaon Books, that's GaonBooks.com.
Cool. I want to just give people a heads up about something happening on June 16th. It's an event very near and dear to New Mexico Magazine staff's heart because it's put on by the art director, Fabian West, and her husband, Chuck. It's called the Moderato Classic Motorcycle Show in El Dorado. It's on June 16th. It's the second annual juried show of pre-1984 motorcycles and scooters, and it benefits the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. Food and drink are prepared by our very beloved La Plancha, and drinks are provided by Santa Fe Brewing Company. And that's at La Tienda in El Dorado, which is just one exit north of Santa Fe on I-25. And you can go to motorado.org or call 505-466-0844 and just put that on your calendar for the 16th.
And Fabian and her husband put on the event?
They are animal lovers. They love dogs and cats and horses, and they also have motorcycles. And so they're really cool, and I love to support them in that, and also just to have a blast looking at the bikes and scooters and eating the delicious food and drinking some of that nice local beer.
Right. And I know Mary Charlotte usually does a cat of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, I'm not prepared to do a cat of the week, but I'll get a cat of the week for next Friday.
Okay.
Sounds good. Cat lovers and dog lovers, but if you go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter or the Española Valley Animal Shelter Humane Society, I'm sure there are cats and dogs there just waiting for you. I got mine there.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
I actually have a dog. Her name is Laika.
Oh, nice.
And she's named after the first dog that went into space. The Russians sent a dog into space before humans. So there you have it.
Excellent.
If you're heading up to Taos this weekend, I think Mumford & Sons is up there this weekend, so it's going to be pretty crowded. But if you're not a music fan and your poetry's more your thing, Amigos Bravos is celebrating 25 years with an event called Poets Read for the Rio. This is at Lenny Foster's Living Light Gallery on Kit Carson Road in Taos. It's tonight at 7, and it's free. Poets Read for the Rio will feature a mix of performances by poets of the page and spoken word poets. This is part of Amigos Bravos' art and activism program.
And on Tuesday, there are a couple opportunities for you open mic fans or audience members. There's an open mic at the Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard, hosted by Case Tanner, from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. There's another open mic at Tiny's, which is 1005 St. Francis Drive, near the International Food Store in that little parking lot by Early Street.
Sure.
So that's going on as well. And if you'd like to either continue your activities or introduce yourself to the Argentine tango dance, which is very popular here, there's a milonga at El Mason on Tuesday that you're welcome to just watch or participate in from 7:30 to 11 p.m. And I believe that teachers are there to help. At the very least, it's a wonderful spectacle.
Do you tango?
I do not.
I do not either.
But, you know, I would love to learn how.
And there are lots of tango lovers and salsa lovers and flamenco lovers in Santa Fe. So.
I know. I mean, I think flamenco is next on my list, to be perfectly honest. I love all that kind of percussive, like, emotional tapping.
Right. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Site Santa Fe has an opening this weekend. It's Site Lab, actually, at Site Santa Fe. Marco Brambilla Creation is the event that will be opening. This is a 3D video collage. It's a completion of his trilogy. And Creation presents a spectacle of more than 500 clips from a vast archive of iconic Hollywood and international films. Set within the form of a giant DNA double helix, Brambilla takes the viewer on a spiraling trajectory that begins with the Big Bang and continues through embryonic inception, bliss and decadence, and culminates in annihilation, I'm sorry to say. And this, again, is all told featuring 500 clips from iconic film. Everything's, usually everything at sight is pretty interesting and thought-provoking, and I'm sure this will be too.
Yes, it sounds ambitious, but it also sounds like great.
Cool. It sounds cool. Yeah. And it opens tomorrow. Opening June 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This exhibit will be on view till June 30th, and it's at Site Santa Fe. Do I have their address? It's on Paseo de Peralta. It's at 1606 Paseo de Peralta. For more information, go to sitesantafe.org.
Excellent. We were just talking about flamenco, and I see that tomorrow night at El Farol, there's a flamenco dinner show. That begins at 8 p.m. It's $25, and authentic Spanish music and dance accompanies an authentic Spanish meal at one of Santa Fe's like most popular and beloved locations.
Yes.
So I don't think you can lose with that. Another thing that I was just looking at Sunday at the New Mexico Museum of Art, one of our very big international art stars who happens to call New Mexico home, Judy Chicago, will be in conversation with Jane Gerhard. Gerard? There's a couple different spellings here, sorry. But Judy Chicago and Jane G will be discussing and signing Jane's book, The Dinner Party, Judy Chicago and the Power of Popular Feminism. So that's Sunday at 2 p.m. at the New Mexico Museum of Art.
Judy Chicago.
That's right.
Up there with Judy Chicago is Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, also very well known in her field, obviously. Helen Mirren played Queen Elizabeth II in the movie The Queen in 2006. Well, she's now starring in a new play by Peter Morgan, who also wrote the screenplay for The Queen. The Audience is the new play, and it will be broadcast in HD from London's National Theatre at the Lensic this coming Thursday, June 13th. Starts at 7. And again, you'll see Helen Mirren. I believe she just won in London an Olivier Award as Best Actress for playing this role. Wow. She's always great. The play is supposed to be great. Sold out in London. And see it at the Lensic next Thursday at 7.
I just love the way we don't have to jump on a plane over the pond to experience something like that. I mean, Helen Mirren is just so very popular, and so and she's just riveting. So.
And to see her on the stage is kind of a rare treat. We see her in film, but
exactly
live one take.
There's an energy on stage that you just don't get with film.
Yes. So tickets for that, as always, ticketsantafe.org or 988-1234.
And Sunday, if you'd like to get your sweat on, there's a moderate hike at Big Tusuki and Windsor Trails, and we talk about in New Mexico Magazine. We just recently published the June issue, and our cover story was 25 Reasons to Love Santa Fe. And Santa Fe has just got so much to love that we had to do another 25 reasons on the web. And one of those is Tusuke, and especially the hike at Big Tusuke. And so I would say enjoy this 3.5-mile hike to the Norske Trails with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter.
Meet some new people.
Exactly.
Take in some scenery.
Just call, and if you'd like to call for times, that number is 424-9242.
Another Taos event. Habitat for Humanity of Taos will be celebrating 20 years, and they'll dedicate a new site on June 12th, which I think is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They'll have a dedication ceremony at 10 in the morning at the future site of their new administration building and the ReStore, which they're building thanks to a recent grant from the federal government, from HUD.
Great.
If you'd like more information on Habitat Humanity Taos, you can go to taoshabitat.org or call 575-758-7827. And we have a Habitat Chapter 2. I don't, here in Santa Fe, I don't know their website, but Google Habitat Santa Fe and you can get involved and volunteer.
And if you need a piece of furniture, go to Restore, because that's where I got most of this stuff.
Is it?
In my house. I love it. It's such a wonderful mix. You never know what you're going to find. Sometimes you'll say, wow, that's a little overpriced, but then other times you'll say, wow, that's really underpriced. And
grab it. You have to grab it.
Exactly. You can't think about it too much. So,
there's something going on at Iconic Coffee Shop on Lena Street.
I really want to go there.
I do too.
I used to go to it when it was the other...
The Treehouse.
Yeah. So it's but I haven't been to the new incarnation.
It's really great, and they have really good music. They play vinyl records.
Oh.
But usually you go there for coffee during the day. Well, this weekend they're having an evening event.
Okay.
It's Friday night, tonight, and Saturday night. And it is the album release party for Everusnik, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. I've heard them play before. It's a band.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Iconic Tonight, which is at 1600 Lena Street. It's a five-piece band. They'll be releasing their second full-length album, and there will be prizes for the best white and black outfits. Tickets are $10 to $20, and I think they're almost sold out. So if you want a ticket, call Iconic at 429-0996 or visit their website. Doors open for the event at 7, and the band goes on at 8. Tonight is a 21 and over show, which will feature adult beverages.
Oh, I was going to say, caffeine at night.
Yeah, I wonder, you can probably still...
How does that work with aging hipsters? I'm not sure.
Right.
Because we have a couple here.
A couple. You can, I was thinking that myself, you can, you probably can drink coffee too. Tomorrow night's the all ages show where it will be all caffeine all the time.
Excellent. I'm looking at some more hikes in town. We've got a hike for those with MS at Santa Fe Canyon Preserve Trailhead at the intersection of Upper Canyon and Cerro Gordo Roads. This is a On the Move, which organizes hikes for those with multiple sclerosis and their families.
Hmm.
The hike is moderately difficult and not wheelchair accessible. You can email onthemovenm@gmail.com to RSVP, and it's from 9 a.m. to noon, and I bet you'll see some hummingbirds up there.
I bet, which brings us right back. Right, it all comes full circle to the hummingbird event at the Lensic tonight, which is free and starts at 7. That's just about all the time we have. If there's anything else we want to get in there, we certainly can.
I think I'm good. It was such a pleasure to be here. Please check out 25 Reasons to Love Santa Fe at nmmagazine.com and in between the covers of the June New Mexico Magazine.
And this is, of course, Candace Walsh, who is managing editor at New Mexico Magazine. This is her first time on Speaking of the Arts, and one of my first times doing it, too.
I think we were okay.
I hope so. Yeah. Will you come back and do it again,
Absolutely.
The question.
Absolutely.
Great.
Unless there's, like, an outcry.
And we'll get you lots of caffeine next time.
That'd be great.
If that makes you feel good, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, I think I'll still have the caffeine afterwards as sort of a post-show thank you.
Thank you, Candace. Well, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name's Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.